Blackstone Audio presents Lady Osbaldiston's Christmas Goose, Lady Osbaldiston's Christmas Chronicles, Volume 1, by Stephanie Lawrence. This book is read by Helen Lloyd. Chapter 1. Hartington Manor, Little Moseley, Hampshire, December 13, 1810.
You did what?
Standing in her drawing-room, Thérèse, Lady Osbaldiston, looked upon the three slightly rumpled children lined up, quite literally, on the carpet before her, with something akin to fascination. Three of her brood of 16 grandchildren, they were proving to be remarkably inventive. Presumably they took after their mother, Thérèse's youngest daughter, Celia, rather than their father, the rather stiff-rumped Earl of Winslow. At 8 years old, or nearly 9, as he was wont to insist, Jamie, Lord James, Viscount Skelton, was the eldest. With slender build and long limbs, even features, sky-blue eyes, and a mop of straight, dark brown hair, he bade fair to grow into a good-looking young gentleman. He would be a great catch one day. He stood, tall and uncowed, in the middle of the small group, but as with the other two, his eyes held a hint of not exactly wariness, but uncertainty. Neither he nor his brother and sister knew how Thérèse would react. In common with her other grandchildren, they didn't know her that well. On Jamie's right stood George, all of 7 years old, a half-head shorter and a trifle more solid in build. He too possessed the Skelton blue eyes, currently large.